This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, we got Mike's on location right now. Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, where are you, my friend?
I'm trying to find a place where I can talk at the Ram Masters Invitational. Got to use my golf voice.
Hey, that's okay. We've done some golf broadcasts on the station before, so this is what it sounds like. You can even start it going into a broadcast if you want to.
I might just go into a whisper and go into my Jim Nance voice.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know what? If you need to go, we'll stall. Cole will tell that joke he knows, and we'll make sure all is good.
No, we're good. I think I'm backing further away. I'm way behind the tee box. CSU just moved into a tie for first place, which is good. So,
No, that's fantastic.
That should be okay.
Well, keep us updated. If something happens, just interrupt me.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Mike joined. This is dedication, by the way. We love having Mike on the show on Tuesdays. And, Mike, I love it especially after, things sound like they're going pretty good right now, but also after a big weekend for Colorado State football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fantastic for them to go into some place where they were a two-touchdown underdog and win by 16 points. It wasn't perfect, but it was a win, and it was perfectly what they needed at the time. After struggling like the first 2 weeks with just different aspects on either one side of the ball or the other, to get a win, to go on the road to do it against a team that had played really well against Notre Dame the week before, it was impressive.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and you had so many people. I mean, you know it. Rams fans, they were extremely frustrated, and this group for reasons whatever, they were counted out. And when you can go on the road, I asked Ellison this the other day. I said, sometimes when you're frustrated and you're feeling down in the dumps, fan support's what it is. Is it nice just to get out and go on the road? And Ellison said, hey, sometimes it doesn't hurt just to kind of refresh and get out there. And apparently that was just what the doctor ordered for Colorado State. Go down there and beat Toledo.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of shocked to hear you say our fans were frustrated. I kind of picked up on that.
Well, there was like one or two tweets we caught.
Okay.
just the negative ones that hang out there.
I guess I'm not on Twitter anymore. I got to get more active on social media. The players were frustrated too, because especially after the Vanderbilt game, it was a game that they felt they could have won. You play really well coming out of the gates, and then things just kind of disappeared, especially offensively in the third quarter. You have the one great drive in the fourth quarter to tie it up, and then you give up the game-winning field goal right after that. So, yeah, there was frustration even within the locker room. And the frustration mostly for Adazio was he thinks, he believes, and he knows that he's seen improvement on this team. He just wanted it to, as he puts it, bear some fruit and come out with a victory. And finally, this past week, it did against Toledo. I mean, they ran the ball pretty well. They didn't throw the ball well, but they got out of it what they needed. I mean, it was when you throw for 110 yards and your tight end has 109 of it, that's an oddity in college football for anybody. But it just goes again to show what kind of beast that Trey McBride is. But the defense played really well, created turnovers, six sacks. That's just a great performance by them.
Trey McBride, there was that play. I don't know what the gain was, Mike. It seemed like it was 100 yards, but maybe 15-yard gain. He's hurdling guys. He's trucking guys. I mean, that's the kind of play where NFL scouts are just like, holy crap, I hope that guy falls to us.
Yeah, I'm sure he's drawing plenty of interest from that next level of football, especially after the way he's played. And the interesting thing, like I said, is 109 yards that he had receiving, 81 of it came after the catch. So
wow.
He's productive. He's very productive.
And you and I talked about this last week, but here we are again. We're thinking, oh, what's Toledo going to do? They're going to be watching him. More teams are going to be doubling, bracketing, trying to figure him out. All that. I mean, we know he's the guy. Everybody knows. My 3-year-old son knows Trey McBride's the guy, and yet he's still churning out 9 receptions for 109 yards.
Well, your 3-year-old's pretty smart.
He is pretty smart. I will give you that.
I mean, he's got a good football mind. I'm more worried about my job. But no, I mean, Trey's going to get plenty of attention, and they're going to have to get creative to find ways to get him the ball. But I don't think they are, because they move Trey around a lot, and that's going to get that's going to put him in positions where it's not easy to double him, not easy to get safety help over the top. So there are ways that they can still get him the ball. Obviously, it's working. He's leading the nation in receptions per game.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's so much fun to watch. How about this story? Caden Camper, you know, just seeing the week he had last week, and I know things were rough. Coming out, I heard about practice, throwing all the, trying to distract him and everything. I love that side of it, but teammates just seem so excited for him to come out 5 for 5. And, you know, there was a great punt return, but essentially those field goals, I mean, that helped put this thing away. This is one of the reasons, Mike, I love sports so much, when you see these kind of redeeming stories from week to week.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is people seem to lose focus on the fact that these are 18 to 22-year-old kids. And I know I was the perfect child between the ages of 18 and 22, but not all people are. So the cool thing about Caden, he's great to talk to. He's from Pueblo. Kids from Pueblo, they're not going to get down about one bad performance, you know, or a couple or a little bad stretch. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it was really cool, though, just seeing that bounce back like that. And, you know, I know the team's got his back, and that's what you want to see. You get down there on the road, and everybody's working for each other. This defensive line, Mike, we've talked about them and what they could be, and that first week was a little rough. Second week, we started to see it. Last week, it started to click. I'm excited to see, you know, who knows, in a couple of weeks where this defensive line will be.
Yeah, it'll be the thing is you're playing really good right now, and then you're going to get tested. You're going to get challenged by Iowa. There's just no doubt about it. They're big and beefy on both sides of the ball. Both fronts are playing well. This is going to be a measuring stick for CSU in so many different ways. And they can play by playing well in this game and kind of sticking true. Now, are you going to hold Iowa to 1 yard per carry? Yeah, probably not. But, you know, you can at least put forth a good effort, show that you're a physical team, show you can hang in there and do that. And that'll give them a chance. I mean, the goal is to keep this thing close. It's not to go out there and play well. The goal is really to go out and win, shock the world. Go ahead and do that. And to do that, they're going to have to be really good up front.
Mike, I got to tell you, though, after that Toledo game, you know, the way the Rams handled themselves, especially defensively, special teams, which Coach Addazio did say at the beginning of the season, hey, I think we're going to be electric. Maybe they will be. That's why when you're early in the season, we can't all freak out like me all the time. But now suddenly, I think, I'm not saying that a lot of people are thinking the Rams are going to go beat Iowa, but the belief is that, hey, we could hang and see what happens. I think so. That's amazing how, from week to week, the belief kind of changes when you get a big win like that against Toledo.
Yeah, if you don't look at it emotionally, you're better off. I mean, There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, and somewhere in between is the actual reality. And they're trying to increase where their reality is. Incrementally, get better week by week, play better, and then really you think about it. You go to Iowa, you get a bye week. Then that's when the real season starts. Everything you want to accomplish starts when you host San Jose State for the Mountain West opener.
Yeah, and that's not too far away. You know, getting into that conference play, and you know, we can put, you kind of take the non-conference away, you learn from it, you move on, but we know what matters the most. And just looking around the Mountain West, it was a pretty interesting weekend for this conference, too. A lot of big matchups, including that one with Toledo and CSU. But there was a lot of big matchups, a lot of chances for Mountain West teams to prove themselves. And point is, there's a lot of solid football going on in that conference.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good football going on, and it's you know, it was nice. We landed, and I got home in time to watch the fourth quarter of the Fresno State game, and you know, Hayner leading the Bulldogs to that come from behind win on one leg. It was pretty easy to see why he was going to be offensive player of the week. But yeah, there's some good teams in this Mountain West, and it's going to be a challenging slate.
Well, I mean, I know Nevada, the K-State-Nevada game was really good until like the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of that game, and then K-State kind of just ran away. But I mean, then that one was fun too. So there's some good teams. This conference, once we fully get into it, I know some conference games have happened already. Going to be a blast as well. Mike, we saw the rest of the Colorado State men's basketball schedule yesterday. I know the excitement just continues to build around what could be, but you know, fans are pumped, resharing that schedule left and right. That's a pretty interesting non-conference schedule.
Yeah, people should be pumped about that. I mean, you're going to open at home against Oral Roberts, an NCAA team, a team that's got the NCAA's leading returning scorer. You're going to play 9 home non-conference games. You're going to play 6 non-conference games that are a neutral site. We don't play a true road game in non-conference for the men. And this is a team that's primed to make some noise. They finished 4th in the NIT last year. They have much greater expectations this year. And this schedule gives them every opportunity to prove what they can be.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and Rams Wire Insider. I know you got to go, Mike. How's it going out there now since we've been chatting?
Well, the guys went away, so I got to go catch up with them. So, but look like good tee shots here off 16. So,
all right, man. Well, we'll look
keep
out.
You posted.
We'll look out for your write up later today, my friend.
All right. And thanks for the clash, Cole. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't put that on speaker so it was blaring out there. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com and Ram Wire Insider. That was good. That was a good one. Hey, we've done golf broadcasts before, so we're used to guys whispering and being on the air. CSU's non-conference schedule, the full non-conference schedule came out. They have an exhibition game on Halloween against Adams State, but on the 9th of November, Oral Roberts, the 12th, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Peru State. They take on Bradley on November 19th. They take on the 20th, either Brown or Creighton. I think they will play them both at some point. Northeastern is on that list. Southern Illinois, Colorado on 11-22. One of those teams is going to be like a four-team tournament. They play UNC on November 27th. That is at home. That will be in Fort Collins. That's going to be fun, right? Because I think UNC's basketball team should be pretty good this year, too. And all that drama from last year, we finally will get to see these two teams play because they had two opportunities and didn't get to play. The first was because of CSU. They had stuff going on. The second was because of UNC. They had stuff going on. So it just didn't happen. Little Rock, St. Mary's on December 12th. They'll have Alabama on that list, Mississippi State. So they're going to be tested early. We're going to see what this team is made of, and boy, am I excited. And I will give you a little programming note. We're still working through the details of when the timing of this show will hit, but similar to how we've done the Ellison Hubbard show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, I love that show, we're going to be doing the same thing with David Roddy. David Roddy, the guy for Colorado State. Maybe he's a next level. Well, he's definitely a next level player. Will it be NBA? Will it be overseas? Great guy. He and I have been chatting back and forth, and he is very excited. So we're going to have an hour-long conversation each and every week on all things Colorado State hoops, college hoops in general. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll tell you, man, this has been the fun side of this NIL stuff is, you know, we don't have to go through as much of the red tape. We do the things we have to do with compliance and everything, but we can get players committing to us on a weekly basis because of great sponsors that are saying, hey, we want to hook these kids up because they're doing great things. And listeners love hearing from the players, the Dylan McCaffreys, the Ellison Hubbards, the Bodie Humes, the David Roddys, all of those guys. Connor Martin has been doing some stuff with us too. Fans just love it. Locally, whether they're local kids or they're outside of the state, it's been a fun thing. So I'm all for it. Nico Medved is an amazing guy. Sam Jones, who came to visit us in the studio, one of the assistant coaches, is an amazing guy. You've got Ali Farouk-Manesh, who was on the program not too long ago. We're connecting with this basketball program, and it's going to be a lot of fun to follow them along. It's hard to say I'm ready for basketball season because we're just getting started with football, and it's been a blast so far. So bottom line is once you hit August, September-ish, it doesn't really stop until like March, and that's the great time to be in, man. 47 minutes after the hour. Top Text Tuesday, we're still loading them up. Get at me. I got to crown a winner here. You got 5, 6, 7 minutes to load a good text up, so we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKN.
The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.